Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
It's election day. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. But this morning, I should probably say, it's Laura and Chad in the morning. Good morning, Chad Hirschberger, broadcasting from the basement on, wait, what was it?
Buggy Lane.
The basement on Buggy Lane. That's awesome. Thank you for joining me bright and early this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Here's the thing. I just didn't want to be by myself on election day.
I know. And you know what? I was thinking about this. So we have me 6 to 9 with you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Evans comes in, right?
Yes.
And on election day, you can't have too many Chads.
That's okay. We're going to keep a tally this morning. That's dad joke number one.
There you go. And I have my dad joke book here, the one that my kids gave me for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the daily dose of dad jokes.
Perfect. So well, is there a specific one for today? Is it like a calendar, one of those that it's a dad joke per day?
It is.
Ooh, okay. Then I'm very interested. What is the dad joke for today?
It's not election themed.
Oh, it's not?
No, but let me read you the other two for November because I liked them.
Okay, go for it. I love it.
What's the leading cause of dry skin?
I don't know, Chad. What?
Towels.
Do you know what?
This was yesterday's.
Oh my gosh, I'm here for this today because everything is going to be about the election today. And that is, I talked about it a lot yesterday. A lot of most Americans say that this is the most stressful day to them this year.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that 50% of Americans in a poll said that like they are stressed. So we will talk about the election, but we'll kind of let Mark Lawrence handle that in the news. We'll talk about it a little bit, but I think that it should be dad joke day. Like we're just going to every hour we'll give you a dad joke.
Well, let me read one more.
Go for it.
Because this might make you hungry, though.
Okay, let's hear it.
You know that Murphy's Law says that anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
That's true, it does.
Cole's Law is thinly sliced cabbage with a lot of mayonnaise.
That is so dumb.
Hey, but I have company in the basement this morning, too.
Oh, you do? Oh, no, wait. The kiddos, are they up this early?
My daughter is awake.
Oh, have her, you know
she
what?
She's our early riser.
Okay, so then early riser kiddo number one, I have a challenge since they're up so early. Go round up the rest of your siblings, and then they can scream and yell for birthday buddies.
She's smiling, laughing, and said, okay.
Okay, I knew that they were up for the challenge. The Hirschberger clan never disappoints. Do you know what I missed this year, though? I will be honest. And it normally happens in the fall. Selins Grove Market Street Festival.
Yes,
and your family tends to sell whoopie pies.
Yeah.
And I didn't get
Guess
any
what?
This year.
We had some yesterday.
Oh, no. You're killing
me. Because
we
froze some. Because we still did the whoopie pie stand. Not at the festival, but we did a whoopie pie sale for camp.
Oh, okay.
And so my wife made whoopie pies, and our camp cook made whoopie pies, and
they're the best. You know what? We can talk a little bit later. We're going to set up a barter exchange. Also, in the 7 o'clock hour, there's this tradition of an election cake that I felt like your family would definitely appreciate. So, lots to talk about today on this election day. I'm so glad you're here with me.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
Thanks. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. More stuff coming up with Laura and Chad this morning on 94KX. I think we all can agree that today is probably a very important day in our nation's both history and modern times. Of course, it is Election Day, and I'm going to go out on a limb, Chad, and say that the most important election is obviously the presidential race, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that being said, though, I was scanning the internet this morning and found what I believe is, unfortunately, an overlooked race happening in Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Oh.
They are voting for their mayor this election season. And the candidates include, wait for it, 13 dogs, a donkey, a rooster, a cat who unfortunately is no longer with us, and one human. Who do you think would win and who has your vote? Go.
Well, I'm kind of upset that there's not an elephant on the ballot. So we have the donkey and the elephant.
Right? That would be, you know, kind of like both sides of the coin, so to speak.
And the dead cat probably, well, might do more than our people in Congress. I don't know.
I'm surprised that the cat wasn't able to use up like one of its lives to come back for the election.
Hmm.
I don't know. Apparently, this is a thing in Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. They've been electing an animal as their mayor for the past 2 decades. And currently, a French bulldog named Wilbur is in the lead.
Wilbur the mayor. That has a nice ring to it.
Doesn't it? So here's a member of their electorate talking about some of the candidates that are available. Take a listen.
There is one candidate that is ahead. That's Wilbur. There is one candidate that is always found on the front porch napping, sometimes in the middle of the road. I'm not kidding. That is Poppy. She is the one who's here the most. And then, of course, Higgins, who is the donkey, outstanding in his field. That's why he's not here today. He can't be reached for comment right now.
I want to hear from the donkey.
I don't know what to say.
I can't believe that there's a town that actually does
sleeping
this.
In the middle of the road. It sounds like people in Washington. So he, you know.
Well, either way, I'm going to check back in later on today with Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, to see if Wilbur actually maintains his lead. But I am most interested in the donkey. I think he would have my vote.
I think it's funny. You were scouring the internet today, mm-hmm. and you found this story that is germane to Election Day. I was scouring the internet today, and I saw this. I'm not sure how many cookies it takes to be happy, but so far, it's not 27.
And on that note, news, sports, and AccuWeather are all coming up next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on Election Day. Tom, of course, is taking a tiny bit of time off. We wish him well. I hope he's sleeping in. He better be sleeping in. Chad Hershberger is on the tie line, which no one knows what that is. When I mention it out loud, I mean, you do, Chad.
My daughter knows now. She had a little mini broadcasting lesson this morning.
Oh, good job, Professor.
You know what's funny, Laura? Later on today in my audio production class at Susquehanna, which I teach part-time.
Yes.
Our lesson today was on field production. So I think I might have to show them the tie line.
I mean, go for it. You are the embodiment of field production right now. You are broadcasting from the basement on Buggy Lane, which is oh so cool. And one child is awake.
One child is awake. Yep.
The other is still sleeping.
The other's still sleeping.
Okay, as long as they're ready for birthday buddies. Mark Lawrence, are you prepared for your day today?
I'm a little wound up.
This is the day of no sleep for Mark.
It really is. He and Matt Catrillo do such a great job on WKOK, our sister station. But in the newsroom, I have been a tiny part in the past when I was a college student at Bucknell, going to poll places for KO and sending back reports myself, Sarah Lauver. There were a couple of us who were in college and did that. Lady Gaga was actually in Pittsburgh. She came to Pennsylvania to stump for her preferred presidential candidate. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura Good here in the studio. Chad Hershberger filling in for Tom, but in a role reversal, he is broadcasting from his basement.
Hello, everybody. Hey, I have somebody that wants to say hello.
Oh, go for it. Now, who is that, Chad?
That is my daughter, Claire. She is up early this morning with me. She's getting ready for classes today. Fifth grade, you know, it can be tough.
Now, can Claire hear me or no?
Let's see. Say something again, Laura.
Okay, Claire, I have a challenge for you. And I said this earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, but I really think that your dad needs help with birthday buddies. Can you do it? Perfect. Now that's at 7:30. We do that every weekday and you have to scream and shout. You know how it goes, right? You just yell birthday buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
She is a woman of few words.
That's okay. That's
yeah, we'll get them all riled up and have some extra birthday buddy help today.
Wonderful. Also coming up after 7 o'clock, we will be chit-chatting about an election cake. We have that to talk about, which apparently is a tradition I had no idea about. And what the polls open in just about 3 minutes here in central Pennsylvania. And I think most places nationwide. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think most places open about 7 local time. So California, you know, it's only 4 o'clock. But
yeah, it's a little early out there.
Open till 8 tonight, I believe.
Yep, 7 to 8. And like Mark Lawrence said, he has the news coming up. Also sports with Rob Center and AccuWeather with our buddy Steve. But Mark will be working hard for the rest of the day, bringing us all of the updates. Of course, we'll have hourly updates beginning 8 p.m. this evening on 94KX. But then, of course, our sister station, News Radio 1070 WKOK, which, Chad, you were on yesterday. They have tons of election news coverage.
Wall-to-wall coverage. And you know what's really interesting? It's important that you get out and vote today here in Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is a critical state. A lot of people say the way Pennsylvania goes is going to be how the White House goes. Can you believe all 4 presidential and vice presidential candidates were in Pennsylvania yesterday? That's
yes,
how important we are.
I know, which is unbelievable. I guess I don't know our current state slogan, but do you remember way back when we were the Keystone State?
Yep, I think we still are.
Are we? Okay, so then the keystone of the building is sort of that special block that is at a corner that if you pulled it out, the whole thing would kind of fall down. So Pennsylvania is the keystone, I think, in this election. So if you are interested in participating in this election, which I hope everyone is, get out there and vote for your candidate no matter who it is.
And if you follow the polls, you know that some candidates sometimes are winning, others are. Guess what? Today, none of the polls matter. It is you voting that matters.
Exactly. Exercise your right to have your voice heard. I know I will be going immediately after the show. Chad, are you planning? Obviously, you're planning on voting today, but do you take the kids? What time are you going?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm going sometime today. I will tell you this. About a week ago, I thought I would do early voting.
Oh, okay.
Because I was afraid, you know, what if you got sick or something? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to be able to vote. So it was the last day that you could do the mail-in early voting thing.
Yes.
I went to the Union County Government Center. I said what I wanted to do. And they said, great, here was a form you can fill out, and then we'll process it. But right now, it's an hour and a half wait before we can process it and you can turn it in.
Oh, wow.
So that meant that there was a lot of civic engagement going on. Mm-hmm. I think it was last Tuesday this happened.
Excellent.
And so I was very impressed. I said, you know what? I'll just vote in person because I don't have an hour and a half to stand here and wait right now.
Yeah, you're a busy dad. So you don't have time for that. A lot of people don't have time for that.
It was later in the afternoon.
I'm actually hoping, normally when I do go to the polls, I don't have to wait at all. I'm hoping that that's different today. I hope that I do have to wait because that means there are so many people that are getting out to vote that it takes a little extra time, and I'm okay with that. I'm here for it.
There has been a lot of contention, I know, but the one thing that I have seen lately is that people seem to be interested. They want to make their voice heard, and there seems to be some engagement this year we haven't seen in a while, and that's exciting too.
It is very exciting. We'll talk more election stuff coming up next. News, sports, AccuWeather on the way. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's election day. Stop the world and make a cake. I feel like we need a way to feel good on this day. I talked yesterday about how most Americans are incredibly stressed about this particular day. The election is making people feel anxious and nervous and worried. And we all could use a little comfort food. What do you think, Chad?
Macaroni and cheese.
Ooh, okay. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Chad Hirschberger on the other end here, filling in for Thomas this morning while he takes a few days off. Apparently, there is a tradition, Chad. Now, your family loves to bake. I know this.
Yes, we do. Especially my wife. She's the baker of the family, but every once in a while I'll make some cookies or something.
I feel like you and I need to set up some sort of barter, some sort of trade, that I will trade you the famous Easter eggs.
Yes.
For some of the whoopie pies that the Hershey...
I haven't had breakfast yet. You're making me hungry.
Oh, no, me neither. I haven't eaten anything yet either. I could trade some of those Easter eggs, even though it's not Easter. I'll make them special if I could get some famous Hershberger whoopie pies.
Oh, yeah, we can make that happen. And it's just not normal whoopie pies that my wife makes.
Oh, no.
She makes a snickerdoodle whoopie pie with a coffee filling.
That's the one that I bought. I remember.
And then I don't know if we had this one because this is a newer recipe. It's called Drunken Whoopie Pie.
Oh.
It is a chocolate cake cookie on the outside, and the cookie has Guinness in it, and then the filling has Irish cream.
Okay. Okay, that sounds pretty good. Well, I read this interesting article that there used to be a tradition of baking an election cake. Now, I don't know if we can rustle one up quick enough for Mark Lawrence because he is going to be working an incredibly long night. But I guess way back in the day, people used to bake a very specific type of cake on election day to help poll workers get through the long nights of counting ballots.
Sugar will help.
Right? Sugar will help. And this recipe involves, you know, your standard cake ingredients like flour, butter, and eggs. I wish I knew about this prior to Try It Tuesday. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, that would have been a great Try It Tuesday.
Right? And now I'm looking at these ingredients. I might make this. So it's, you know, flour, butter, eggs, but then you add in things like brown sugar, some buttermilk, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, raisins, and pecans. And it's like a denser sort of cake that's very filling. And it's, you know, to give people a natural lift, right?
Yeah. When you said about election cake, I thought maybe it was like these baby reveal cakes that you cut it open and it would tell us who won.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, maybe that's the better way to go about things. Everybody.
You know, red for Republican, blue for Democrat.
And then you know what? No one will be upset because once they see the results, they get a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And then it helps you deal if your preferred candidate lost or not.
You cut it open.
Yeah.
And it's purple. It means the votes are not done counted yet.
I like where we're going with this. Mm-hmm. Well, the polls are open. It's 7:19. I feel like whatever radio station you turn on, this is what folks are going to be talking about today. But I do have another suggestion, and Tom would be very proud of me for bringing this up. If you need to get through election day and don't have time to bake a traditional election cake, you could just get through tonight by grabbing some whiskey. Just go for it.
Okay.
Sweet. Perfect. It's Tom and Lur in the morning, 94KX, Tuesday, November 3rd. Of course, if you haven't heard, today is election day.
What?
Right? Did you know that, Chad?
I had no idea.
Me neither, although I did just get about 47 reminder text messages on my phone that the polls are now open and have been for about 45 minutes, and I can get out and vote today if I haven't done so already.
And you have about 12 hours to do so.
Yes, indeed. Now, Mark Lawrence did just pop in. He's very, very busy already on News Radio 1070 WKOK, which will have election coverage throughout the day today, but then more specifically tonight as results start coming in from both the local elections and the national elections. But he said that people are calling the news line and reporting long lines already.
Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through Facebook. A friend of mine from high school, Diana, she posted in her tiny township that there is a long line there as well. And looking at it, it seems to me, and this is a good thing, in my opinion, that more people than ever are voting, whether it was via mail or early voter or getting out today, day of the election, and voting.
Well, in Texas, I saw that they have had more people do early voting than voted in all of 2016's presidential elections.
Really?
Yeah, so they're going to surpass their vote totals this year from 4 years ago.
See, but that's amazing because statistically speaking, when you look at past elections, we're kind of apathetic as a country. So we're a little bit lazy when it comes to voting, that we don't necessarily do that all of the time. And I will say my cousin down in Florida, now he and his wife are in the military. So they recently, though, became permanently stationed at a base down there. He and his wife just voted for the first time ever. And,
wow. And
he texted me and I was like, you know what? Better late than never. Seriously.
Welcome to the party.
Right. Yeah. Whatever party it is. Red side, blue side, independent, in the middle, whatever. At least he decided to register and get out there and vote. So from the five counties surrounding us, so Union, Snyder, Northumberland, Montour, Columbia County, seems like poll workers are probably already busy. I think maybe, and Chad, correct me if I'm wrong, the one thing we need to remember today is to be kind.
Yes, we need to remember that every day.
Yes.
But definitely, whatever happens, it happens, and we deal with it. And if your person loses today, or actually we may not even know today, I have a suspicion it will be well after midnight till we find out, even if we find out within the next like day or two. But it's not unusual. There have been lots of elections. I saw some things with the historian Michael Beschloss yesterday about how many elections in the last 50 years or so we haven't known the winner until after midnight on election night. So,
yeah, I think probably we'll end up knowing tomorrow, most likely. I just think because some states don't start to count those mail-in ballots until the day of the election. Mm-hmm. And because of the pandemic, poll workers and volunteers, their numbers are down. So I think just if you have to wait in line, grab yourself a coffee before you go. Be kind to those volunteers, those poll workers, because they're not getting paid to be there. They are doing us all a very, very huge service.
And I can't help but think that today is like Mark Lawrence's Super Bowl.
Oh, it is. Oh, for sure. He's already running around here. You should see him. If you were in studio and not in your basement, oh my gosh, he's back and forth already.
And tomorrow he'll be a little bit sleepy delivering the news.
I think so. Well, we will have a news update coming up. Also on the way, we have a Try It Tuesday, which is a very special. We're not going to talk about it yet. But poll lines, a little bit long in our area already. Everyone be patient and everyone be kind. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's election day. It's apparently National Sandwich Day. Thank you so much to someone commenting on the 94KX Facebook page. They are very passionate about sandwiches. So thank you very much, Nate, for messaging that in to me. Go eat a sandwich while you stand in line at the polls. It's also, though, coming up after clock. Before that, we have, of course, news, sports, and AccuWeather. But I am joined this morning. We are Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom taking a few days off. Chad Hershberger filling in for Tom from his basement.
Good morning.
Now, it's Try It Tuesday.
And I have the second child up now.
Oh, both kids are up. Awesome. Will they say good morning?
Will you say good morning, buddy? He's eating his breakfast.
Okay, listen, we don't want to disturb.
Can you sing for everybody out there what you were singing? No. Can you say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's still waking up.
That's fine. Listen, one kiddo is the early riser, get out of bed, you know, early bird gets the worm kind of kid, and then the other is slow to get up. That's okay.
We just had a teacher conference for Aaron, and the teachers told us that on a paper that said, what job do you think would suit you? He wrote night shift.
Hey, you know what? At least he knows who he is already, and I like that. I like that a lot. So coming up, we have news, sports, and AccuWeather. Of course, we're talking about the election, which is today. Polls have been open for just about an hour now, but it's also a Try It Tuesday.
Yes, so I'm going to make something that I know I like because we make it, but I thought it'd be fun to share with the listeners, and something that you could make to just warm yourself up this time of year.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear all about what you are making for Try Tuesday. That's coming up right about 8:15. Like I said, about seven times now, new sports and AccuWeather are on the way. Also, we'll talk more election coverage, and we'll have a PSA to remind everyone to get out and vote. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. breaking the habit. That is broadcasting from my kitchen just this once, just this week. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It is a Tuesday. It's Election Day. It's National Sandwich Day. And of course, every Tuesday is a Try It Tuesday. Tom is taking some time off. I'm here in the studio, Laura Good, and Chad Hershberger is with me broadcasting from his home and in his basement.
Yes, so we set up a little broadcast studio in what my family calls our man cave.
Oh, okay.
It's where I have my Lego collection.
I think your man cave is a little bit different than Matt the News Guy's man cave, which was all Philadelphia sports paraphernalia, with the exception of his love for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I have nothing Philly Eagles. I do have a picture, a framed picture of an eagle.
Oh, that's
because
cool.
I am an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So. I knew that about you. Very involved in the Boy Scouts. Yeah. Awesome organization. So a Try It Tuesday from your basement or from the kitchen?
We're going to do it from the basement.
Okay.
Because I brought the stuff down here since everything's set up down here.
Ooh, now this is different for me. I'm not used to asking the questions on a Try It Tuesday. What are we doing today?
Well, I've dug out the Chad's Favorite Recipes book, which is something my mom started for me years ago. And it is a three-ring binder with the sheet protectors. And whenever I find a good recipe, we can put it in the book. And so I dug that out, and we are going to talk about and try baked oatmeal.
Ooh, now I've done overnight oats, where you kind of put all the ingredients in a mason jar, let it sit overnight, mm-hmm. but that's almost a cold kind of thing. This sounds perfect for fall.
It is warm. It is easy. It's something that my daughter and I make quite often. She loves it. And so we're going to tell you how to make it. And I cheated a little bit because we made it ahead of time because, you know, we didn't have 45 minutes to wait to make
it. Oh, sure. Well, yes, because you have to bake it. It's baked oatmeal. So, I do that all the time for my Try Tuesdays. I kind of have one magically pre-made. I'm like, oh, look, it's coming out of the oven now.
It's like those cooking shows where they put everything together and they put it in the oven and take it out at the same time.
Unbelievable. The magic of both radio, television, and Facebook Live.
Exactly. So we'll talk about how to make it, and we will try it, and we'll show you what it is. And, you know, you can have variations of this. So the basic recipe is good, but it's also good with, like, chocolate chips.
Ooh.
I'm sure you could put apples. We've only done the chocolate chips, but.
Ooh,
but,
you know what,
yeah,
though?
Good recipe.
I love a zhuzh. I do that to everything. You have your basic recipe, and then you have to zhuzh it. You have to mix it up a little bit. Well, I can't wait to watch. I will man the station, so to speak, back here in the studio. We are going to right now encourage you to hop on over to the 94KX Facebook page where Chad Hershberger is going to go live. Thank you so much for filling in for Tom and for filling in for me.
My pleasure.
On a Try It Tuesday.
And make sure you tune in Facebook Live in just a couple minutes.
Right now. I'm going to steal his joke. I think Angelina's coming home for some of Chad Hershberger's oatmeal.
Excuse me, I'm eating it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting your breakfast?
Yeah.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Chad Hershberger, of course, coming off of Facebook Live on a Try It Tuesday. He's filling in for Tom while Tom takes a few well-deserved days off. Okay, spill it, because I didn't get to watch the Facebook Live because obviously here doing things in the studio. But baked oatmeal.
It's the best thing of the day.
I know. Baked oatmeal, though. So what is it, and is it good?
It's delicious, and as a matter of fact, it's one of those recipes that gets better the longer it sits. So today it tastes just delicious. We actually made it earlier, and it just tastes yummy.
I'm a little jealous. I had a granola bar with my tea, and it's not sitting in the belly like some hot, delicious, warmed, baked oatmeal would sit in the belly.
Here, I'll take a picture on my phone and I'll text it to you.
I don't know if that's nice.
Salivate with the rest of us.
I was going to say, I don't know if that's nice or cruel.
I mean, it's a half-eaten bowl now, but
that's okay. I'll take it. So chocolate chips this morning, but you suggested a couple other things, right?
I actually am just eating it plain.
Okay.
But yeah, chocolate chips you can put on it. I mentioned on Facebook Live that probably raisins. You could probably put apples in it. Probably any kind of fruit. So
that sounds awesome. Well, if you missed, Chad,
I'm not a big fruit eater. So
I am. I love fruit. So I would probably put all the different fruit in there. If you missed Chad's Facebook Live, you can head to the 94KX Facebook page. Of course, make sure you like and follow us so you never miss a moment of Try It Tuesday or any of the other fun stuff that we do. We tend to be out and about anymore. Masked up, of course. Today is Election Day. We do have a PSA coming up from our friends at Dancing with the Stars, which I think is pretty cute.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cute. It'll be coming up in a little bit. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. And more messages coming in that the lines at the polls are lengthy. So I think America...
We were just talking about that. Yeah. We have... My son and I have Cub Scouts tonight, and the polling place that we go to is where he has Cub Scouts. So I said, maybe I'll just go right before the meeting. We can vote and then have the meeting.
Oh,
but
perfect.
My wife said, what if there's a line? You don't want to be late for Cub Scouts.
I mean, your wife does have a point. She has a point.
But, yeah, that's really good news that there's lots of people out already this morning because the polls have only been open just not shy of an hour and a half. And to have these kinds of lines already, it shows how much people are engaged this year, which I think is great.
I applaud it. I think it's wonderful. We'll be checking in more, of course, with the polls all day. You can tune in on our sister station, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and Mark will have the news coming up next.
Baby, trust in me when I say.
Tom and Lara in the morning, 94KX on Election Day. You're probably already sick and tired of hearing us say it, but make sure you get out there and vote.
V-O-T-E.
V-O-T-E, vote. Now, actually,
then
Chad, I came across a funny little thing this morning, and I, like, lost it. Oh, here it is, a pro-vote PSA, and I thought it was kind of cute that they did on last night with Dancing with the Stars. Do you watch that show?
I don't. It's not one of the reality shows I've gotten into. My wife was into it for a couple seasons, but we haven't watched lately.
I actually, for whatever reason, and I'm blaming the sort of viral streaming sensation that is The Tiger King, I started watching this season because of Carol Baskin. And I'm almost embarrassed to say that. But last night, the stars got together and they opened with a video encouraging people to vote.
Before we start the show, we want to take a moment to let you know
your opinion matters.
Let your voice be heard.
This is your chance to speak up. Exercise your right to vote.
Vote. Vote. Vote. For me, so I can avoid being eliminated.
Chriselle, this is about voting in the election.
Right, that is super important. But if you could just do both, that'd be really amazing.
Use your voice. Please vote.
So coincidentally, Chad, Chriselle in the middle there, who was like, please vote for me, she actually, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the episode and you're a fan, turn off your radio right now. Coincidentally, she was the one who was eliminated last night. So she, like, took the opportunity to plug herself, and then, whoopsies, bye-bye, Chriselle. Anyway, I think all we're going to talk about today is going to be the election. And you work for our sister station, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and they have all of the coverage.
All the coverage all the time. You can catch election coverage on WKOK during the day today. And then tonight, starting at 7, they will have updates from both CBS and from the... I was going to say 94KX Newsroom. WKOK Newsroom. It's the same room.
It is the same room. It's one room in this building.
The newsroom will be doing live updates on local races, too. But you'll get to hear what's going on in the country with the presidential race via CBS.
I know the big one is the presidential race. But I've read a lot of articles recently that making sure that you vote locally. So this year is a big year because of the presidential race. But then next year come, you know, the Tuesday in November when we all vote, voting for your local representatives is just as important because they make decisions that affect your life immediately and directly because they live, work, and then also serve on an elected position right there in your hometown. So get out and vote.
I think it was Tip O'Neill who said all politics is local, and I think that's true.
I absolutely agree.
Pay attention to what's going on around you, not only the presidency, but your mayor, your school board. They make important decisions that probably affect you more directly than what happens in Washington.
Exactly. Well, polls are open now. Long lines are being reported. Make sure that you give yourself enough time. It is still a little bit chilly, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for Election Day. And if you've already cast your ballot because you mailed it in or you dropped it off at your local polling place, then you can tune into our sister station, News Radio 1070 WKOK, for live updates throughout the day today, this evening then at 7 p.m. Also, you can grab that at WKOK.com or on the Sunbury Broadcasting app. Wrapping up a Tuesday morning show.
On News Radio 1070
Wrapping up a Tuesday
WKOK,
morning show. WKOK. Oh, my goodness gracious. Push too many buttons, Chad. I'm so sorry. Are you there? Oh, my gosh.
I'm here.
Crazy. That was nuts. I'm so sorry.
I mean, we both like Steve Jones, but don't talk over us.
We do, except I feel like sometimes that's what Tom calls the ghost of the studio. You have things clicked one way, and then suddenly you look over and they're playing, and you didn't touch anything.
It's the ghost of Fred.
For those of you listening, if you don't know what Fred is, that was a really big, large computer that used to be on the wall in this studio before my time. But either way, thank you so much for filling in for Tom this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. This was fun. You know, I was thinking earlier this morning, I've pretty much done all there is to do in radio. I mean, I've been in all the day parts. I've done news. I've done sports. I've read the weather. I've done live sporting events. I've never done overnights. Did you ever do overnights?
I did.
Yeah, that's the only thing I haven't done, and I'm not interested in doing it.
It was not fun. Back in college, I worked here part-time. Everybody kind of knows the story. I was a promotions assistant, and then they let me kind of train overnights, and then I did late nights on the weekends. But overnights were rough. Very, very hard.
Yeah, I did the shift till like midnight, but I never did overnights.
Well, we always like to end each show with a thought for the day, and in full role reversal, Try It Tuesday, Chad, you took the reins, and the thought for the day, you found a really good one for today, this election day, that I think we all could keep in mind. So I'm just going to let you share it.
I did, and I think that song that we just played that said, you know, whatever happens tomorrow, I'll be there for you. So just remember that today, and remember this too. I saw this on Facebook this morning. It says, you know what I'm going to do the day after Election Day if my candidate loses? Go to work, be happy, live my life, love others. And if he wins, same.
That's perfect.
There's your thought for the day.
That's perfect. I'll post it on up. Thank you so much for listening. Everyone, get out there and vote. Have a wonderful day. Thanks, Chad.
See ya. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye, guys.